بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سعيد بن يزيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: حج بي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع وأنا ابن سبع سنين. Still in the chapter of Hajj and the great virtues and various aspects with regard to Hajj. Hazrat Sa'ib ibn Yazid radiyallahu anhu says that Hajj, I was made Hajj for. That is, I was a little child and my father took me and made Hajj with me also. Ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi hajjatil wada. With Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the last Hajj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hajjatul wada. So in this Hajj, I had the great good fortune that my father took me with, and my Hajj was also made with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ana ibnu sab'i sinin. And I was a child being 7 years old. So this shows that ibadat of little children is also in order. And they get the sawab for all the ibadat they do, little children. Whatever wrong they do, naughtiness, as long as they are not baligh, there is no sin written for them. But all the good deeds they do, and the inya is also a teaching that our children, we should train them with namaz before they become baligh. So when they are baligh, they are ready for namaz already. And we should also not run away with this wrong notion that children do not get guna when they are small. So dress them as they want to, let them do as they want to. That guna comes on the caretakers, the parents, etc. If the parents cut the hair of the little girls, for example, when they have been grown up already, let them wear Western dressing, etc. That guna the child does not get, but those who are responsible for the child, the parents or the grandparents, whoever are looking after those children, they will get that guna for spoiling the child and giving the child bad habits. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لقي ركبا بروحة. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met one caravan, one group of people who were going for Hajj in the place of Rawha. Faqal, he asked these people, Manil Qawm, who are these people, from where are you, from which group, which people do you belong to? Qalu al-Muslimun, they said we are Muslims. قالوا من أنت, and they asked Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are you? They did not know Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال Rasulullah, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I'm the Rasul of Allah. فرفعت امرأة صبيا, then a lady took out a little child. She was very excited, as explained in the hadith, and from her little cot, whatever they had at that time. In other words, a small little infant still, a baby. She took out that baby and raised it and showed it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَتْ أَلِهَذَا حَجٌّ, and she asked, will this little child's Hajj be made also? That the parents let it do, go it pass all the various manasik, all the various aspects of Hajj. فقال نعم ولك أجر. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, yes, you will, this little child will also get the sawab of Hajj, and the reward of it will be for the mother also. The mother who did everything for the child, put on the ihram for the child little bit, for everything, the mother will get the reward, and the child will also get the reward. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حج على رحل كانت زاملته. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Hajj on his conveyance, that is, on the camel. And it was, if the camel was such that it carried all the necessities of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. There was a seat also on the camel which was common for traveling, and all the necessities of traveling. In other words, just like our car, there is a place in the boot for all the goods, etc. And there are seats for the passengers. Like that, the camel was also made in that way. This shows that to make Hajj on a conveyance is also permissible. There are much greater virtues of making Hajj on foot, but on a conveyance, Hajj is also 100% accepted, and also to take one's necessities for to make one's life comfortable in Hajj. You take food, for example, you take water, etc. This is also quite in order. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال حضرت عبد الله ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما says كانت عكاز ومجنة وذو المجاز أسواقا في الجاهلية, that there were these fairs, the shows where goods were displayed and showed and sold, the fair and the bazaar of عكاز, مجنة and ذو المجاز. These were famous fairs and shows which at the time of Hajj they used to put up these shows in the days of Jahiliyyah. فَتَأَثَّمُوا أَنْ يَسْتَجِرُوا فِي الْمَوَاسِمِ. And then the Sahaba thought it is a guna, it is a sin to do business during the season of Hajj. And these bazaars were put up at the time of Hajj. And the Sahaba felt it is guna that we are not allowed to buy and sell, etc. We are here for ibadat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فنزلت. This ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, that it is, there is no guna upon you that you seek the fazal of Allah, that is, you seek the business that you do and the profits that you make. So during Hajj days also, to go and buy or sell, etc., that is also quite permissible. Of course, a niyat must not be to go and make business there, but to buy things, to sell things, etc., even during the days of Hajj, it is permissible, but it is better that a person abstains from that and engages in his ibadat. Fi mawasimil Hajj. And this ayat was revealed with regard to the mausam, the season of Hajj, that it is permissible to do business during that time as well. So these are various aspects of Hajj. Hajj is also a very great ibadat, and a person must endeavor to make it as soon as possible when it is farz upon him. And if possible, with unfortunately the new laws, it's not easy, but once in every 5 years, a person should also try and make Hajj. And in between, at least one umrah he should try and make. If he has the means and it is possible, he should try and achieve that. And this is also a means of gaining great closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.